within Craft and Rizzo, presenting The Truth.
And you're listening to Dread Radio. Hi, I'm Reepso. I'm here with my partner in crime, Ed Kraft. What's happening, Ed?
What's going on, Reep?
Oh, there's some things going on. There's actually a lot of crap going on. All right, before we even start doing the show, whoa, I dropped my pen. I want to do a little disclaimer. Okay, I'm going to talk a lot about a certain ghost diva today, but I want to make it clear that I do not hate the ghost divas as a group. All right? I know that some of them don't like me, and I understand that because they have to deal with the person that I'm going to be talking about today in real life. So I understand that they have to be detached, because if I had to deal with this bitch in real life, you know, I would probably remove me too. Because, you know what, she's got to be a huge pain in the ass to deal with in real life, all right? I'm just on the internet, it's all good, you know, I like to think that I say witty things and post some interesting stuff, but to put up with Tanya Hacker's bullshit and crap in real life must be like living a life of hell. I wonder how many of her friends have actually considered throwing themselves under buses to get away from her.
I don't know. I'm with you. You know, the divas are
yeah,
all about the truth. But I mean, what I've seen lately, I don't know what the hell happened with Tanya, but she, you know. Did she become a Scientologist? Because all of a sudden she's got these whack job concepts.
I know.
And ideals, well, from what I'm seeing out there. No, she just deep in all of a sudden.
I'll tell you how all this happened, all right? So here's the beginning of the story. There's a chick named Lucille, all right, who was like telling me that I beat my girlfriend to stop beating my girlfriend, and telling my girlfriend to get away from me, and telling me I was going to be raped by Satan, okay? I mean, this chick was a freaking lunatic, all right? She was nothing. She was just mad. She was, like, mad as a hatter, all right? So we're, like, telling her, you know, to F off, like we always do when people say that, and just laughing at her, you know, and it was like a joke. And she kept going on and on and on, and we were like, where are you coming up with this crap? So we asked some of our friends, and some of our friends at the time were members of the Ghost Divas. So we called those people and asked about her. Well, we found out that she was a member of Tanya Hacker's, one of Tanya Hacker's little ghost hunting groups, where she thinks she goes and hunts ghosts. And we asked Tanya Hacker. We went straight to the source. We said, who is this lunatic? And Tanya Hacker said, oh, who are you talking about? Did you ever think people just say things to rile you up? And I was like, yeah, I kind of thought about that, except your frickin' friends said that you know her. So once we said that, she went, oh, yeah, I do know her. So we're like, what the F is going on with this, Tanya? What? Is this chick a lunatic or what? And she goes, oh, no, I told her some things about you because I don't like you. You've attacked a few of my friends and said some things that are bad. So I just, you know, I told her what I thought about you. Yeah, so what she thought about me was that I somehow keep Beth in a cage, I guess, and put a gag on her mouth. And there's somebody who needs a gag, and it ain't my girlfriend.
Right. First of all, it's okay for her to go out and attack everybody she wants to, yeah, as long as they're not her friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's make that statement clear.
Yeah.
She can attack anybody as long as they're not her friend. Whether they're right or wrong, she can attack them as long as they're not her friend.
Exactly. And that's the biggest
problem. Now, I don't know about you,
has.
But the way we do things around here is we base it on facts and truths. Regardless of friendships, it's facts and truths.
Yep. You know,
it's ands or buts. You know, we go after anybody.
There's been several people who are my friends that I have had to, you know, go up to and say, hey, what the hell are you doing? You know? You got to stop doing that. Why are you doing that? That's not right. That's not fair. Okay? There's a fair way of doing things and an unfair way. You know, I voice my opinion. If they want to keep doing it and they, you know what? I'm not saying I will remove them in all cases. Everyone has a line where, you know, they've had enough and they feel like they have to be detached from that person. But I will make a public statement saying, you know what? I don't agree. This person, I like this person on these levels, but what they're doing right now, I don't agree with because it's not fair. Tanya Hacker has no such line. She doesn't give a crap.
No.
No.
I mean, even you and I, we agree to disagree on so many different levels, yet we can still sit there and agree on so many others.
Exactly.
I know for a fact, we have all sat down and been together, I don't know how many times off the air, and I know for a fact what goes on. We've sat down at dinners, we've spent holidays with each other. I know for a fact what goes on, all right? No, Polly does not live in a little cage, okay? You know, it is not like that, folks. It just doesn't happen that way. I know that to be a fact.
Yeah,
as far
if I tried
as
to put her in
on.
A cage, she'd kick my ass.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I've seen it. I've seen who rules the roost, so to speak. So, you know, don't for a minute. That's just complete fabrication.
I like to think that Paulie and I have the kind of relationship where we're kind of equal. We don't always agree. Either we fight, you know, but we don't beat the hell out of each other.
No, but
you know?
That's what I'm saying. We've been around each other long enough to know that and see that. You know, you see how Lisa and I are. We see how you guys are. We interact outside of the show.
Yeah, we know each other in real life.
Yeah, so this crap that they're making up. I'll testify to that fact, folks. I know this couple real for real, and that's all complete fabrication and bullshit. Say it. You know, I'm not afraid to say it.
You know,
that's what it is.
The funny thing about, not funny, but the sad thing about it is Tonya Hacker lives in Oklahoma, all right? We were at her house before, okay? And I want everyone to remember this. I was welcomed into Tonya Hacker's house, had an okay time. You know, she's kind of kooky for me, but, you know. It wasn't like I didn't like her, you know what I mean? But we were only there for like an hour, you know? Beth had a drink because Tonya drinks, you know? So Tonya gave a drink to Beth, and I had to drive, so Beth had one drink, and Tonya had some liquor in her liquor cabinet, so I guess she drinks too, so, you know, she busted it right out when we came in. She was having a problem with her kid. We talked for about an hour, you know, it was all right, but she never had a problem with me. We took pictures together. It was all good, you know. There wasn't an issue with me, but Tonya lives in Oklahoma, and I live in California, okay? So how she knows anything past the hour that we spent together is beyond me. Well, you know, there is a couple ways she might know, think she knows a little bit more, is I did produce the Ghost Diva show for quite a few shows, you know, and I not only produced it, I posted their podcasts. I wrote up the descriptions for the podcasts. I also did the artwork for the podcasts, okay? They weren't paying me. I never asked to be paid. They thanked me when I did it. I was glad to do it at the time. All right? So let's get that clear. I'm not saying anyone owes me anything. What I'm saying is I did that because I thought it was something that I should be doing because I thought what they were doing is right. I had a fallout with the guy who ran the network they were on. All right? Tonya Hacker asked me to do another show called Singled Out with her. Okay? A single parent show we were supposed to do on the side. All this rhetoric, and I'll get into it a little bit more about what she's saying about me now. But all the crap she's saying is a load of shit. She didn't have a problem with me for a long, long time. Until I stopped producing their show, suddenly she didn't like me anymore. And it wasn't a matter. I never told any of the Ghost Divas to fuck off or anything. I told the guy who was running the network to go to hell because I was sick of running podcasts for him. I was sick of him calling me all the frickin' time. I was sick of him. He had my show on the network. He never promoted it. Couldn't even put it on the schedule. I got very frustrated. I do my radio show for a reason. I want people to be able to find it and listen to it. And I write podcast reviews, all right? If I write podcast reviews and I write a podcast review about a podcast that you can't find the archives or the website looks like crap, but the network I'm on, my show's not on it or the wrong time's on or you can't find my podcast or they don't promote it at all, how's that going to make me look? It's going to make me look stupid. So I bailed out.
And that was the same. We were on the exact same thing here on Dread at the same time. And I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep.
Because we were doing it here. We were promoting them here on Dread. And Dread was on the same network. And if I recall, they never even had us listed on that network.
No, because you know what?
They did, but they had it like on the wrong day and the wrong time.
Yeah. And you know what? I've patched up things. Well, I don't know. I don't think he's on my friends list now because, you know, he's buying into Tonya Hacker's crap, which is very, very sad. And that's probably the saddest thing of all this, is the way this one woman seems intent on trying to bring her group of friends against me when this is between her and I. All right? And she's posting on the Ghost Divas Facebook. Here's what she's posted about me. All right? I have a list here. She posted that I went to prison. All right? Yeah, for the record, I haven't been to prison. I've been to city jail a couple times. The last time I was there, it was trumped up charges and they got dropped. The first time I was there, it was for substance abuse. I've never assaulted or harmed another person or stole from anybody. Okay? It was there for substance abuse. I've corrected those mistakes in my life. I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much. The next thing she posted was, I give my kid booze and weed. All right? My kid smokes weed. I don't like that she smokes weed. She's 17. I can't stop her. I don't know where to get weed. I don't smoke weed. All right? I don't condone her behavior, but I cannot control her in all aspects of her life. I don't buy her booze. Has she come home drunk? She's 17. You guess. All right? When she came home drunk, we dealt with it. I'm her parent. I deal with it the way I see fit. All right? The next thing she says, I have a crappy internet radio show. All right, and you know, I don't give a, that's her opinion, you know. If she wants to have the opinion my show sucks, she doesn't have to listen to it. But you know what? My show will beat the hell out of any freaking show she's ever done in her freaking life. In one day, I'll have more listeners than she does in a month. Maybe 2 months. Maybe 6 months. All right, my show ranks number 8 out of 20,000 on Podomatic. Okay, so suck it, Tanya. What else? Oh, she said I was stalking her. She emailed me. All right. I wrote some blogs about her, okay, because she was talking smack to this Lucille chick. So I wrote a blog with her name on it. Our friend Amanda, our former friend Amanda, who's bailed out probably because she has to deal with Tanya in real life, asked Beth to ask me to remove Tanya Hacker's last name from the titles on the blog. All right. I thought about it. I figured I said my piece, so I removed the titles of the blogs. I removed her last name. I just left it as Tanya H. The problem is, she had posted emails to us that were on the blogs, too. I didn't remove her name from those emails, because she posted those emails. Then, when Tanya Hacker goes to Google herself, or when a potential employer Googles her name, they find my blogs. So she wanted the titles changed. Well, you know what, Tanya Hacker? Be an adult. Back up what you say. If you're going to talk smack and send emails to people, it might come back and bite you in the ass. I really don't give an F if you find a goddamn job or not. I did change the titles on the blogs, but the problem is the Google search engine doesn't work that fast. Sometimes it takes some time for it to find, you know, the right titles. So, God, this story is so effed up right now, I cannot even believe it. So, after I removed the titles, she didn't say anything, all right? I didn't hear from her. Two Facebook pages show up. One's called The Ghost Pigs. The other one's called The Ghost Divas Suck. The one called Ghost Pigs was run by Brian Byers from Ghostology. Bless him. I'm not mad at him. I had a problem with it. I thought it was tacky. All right. I don't like Tanya Hacker, but I called Brian Byers, and I asked him to remove the page because I thought it was low class. All right. We had a conversation. He answered the phone when I called. He saw my point. He said he would remove the page. You know what? He didn't give me any crap. We had an adult conversation. We talked about this because that's the way I work. Okay? That page got taken down. The Ghost Diva Suck page was run by another guy named Josh Hartlett, all right? I don't have a problem with Josh Hartlett anymore. We've patched things up. But at the time, I dealt with him before. I didn't like what he was saying. He was upset because he thought they were insulting disabled people. I have a disabled son. I wasn't pissed off. I told him why. When that didn't work, I got low class on him because I can do that. I can be eloquent sometimes, but I can also be the biggest jerk you've ever met in your life, all right? So I started talking about Josh's mother. I got some of my friends in on it. You know what happened? The page got removed. All right? I was glad to do it because I thought what was happening was wrong. It wasn't because I gave a shit about Tanya Hacker. It wasn't because I gave a shit about the Ghost Divas, to be honest, even though I like a lot of them, like I said before. The problem was it was wrong, so I tried to correct it. The day after, wait, was it the day after or that night? I'm going to talk about it. It was that night Tanya Hacker texts me and asks me for if I have a recording of the conversation I had with Brian about the Ghost Pig show. I told her, no, I didn't. Okay, so she was looking for drama already. Okay, even if I would have had a recording, I wouldn't have posted it. I wouldn't have gave it to her because it was done. We had our say. The page got removed. It was done. Brian saw the point. You know what? Sometimes you roll up on people and, you know, the guy was nothing, you know, he was cool. He was totally cool about it. And I've had problems with him before. We've had a little bit of conflict. But you know what? We're adults. Tanya Hacker is not an adult. She was looking for drama, okay? She texted me. How many times did she text me? Half a dozen freaking times, right? While I'm sitting at a bar, because I like to drink sometimes. I don't consider myself a drunk. You may want to consider me a drunk. But you know what? I've had some beers today. I feel like I'm speaking pretty intelligently, all right?
I've gone out with you, sat there and had beer right beside you at a bar. I don't think I've ever seen you walk out stumbling and not able to speak.
Exactly.
You know, and I'll be the first to tell you, I was sitting right next to you packing them away.
Yep.
I've never seen you stumble out the door.
So, I know when to stop drinking. You know what? I like to drink. I know when to stop. You know what? I get a little more mouthy when I drink. All right? That's why people go, oh, he's a drinker. Oh, he's an out. I get a little more outspoken when I've had some drinks because I relax a little bit. My mouth loosens up. Whose doesn't? Give me an effing break, Tanya Hacker. You're full of crap. All right?
Which, by the way, if Tanya is, or anybody's got a comment, you know, why type it out or go behind everybody's back? Call in. Speak out right now.
I've invited Tanya Hacker to come on Reepso Radio. Tanya Hacker hasn't responded, so I've recorded every single one of the Ghost Diva shows that I produced. I've got recordings of them. She's going to do an effing interview whether she likes it or not. Okay? She can do it live, or I can do it for her. That's going to happen.
She can call in 559-316-4737. You know, here's your chance, Tanya. Stand up or shut up.
If she wants to come on later, she's more than welcome to. She's invited to come on any show I do. All right? So, after I get these ghosts, I'll continue the story now, if that's right. After I get these pages removed, Tanya sends me some texts, you know, not being buddy-buddy, but you know what? Talking some smack about Brian, just being her usual self. I kind of blew her off, told her I didn't have the recording. You know, Brian was going to do what he's going to do, you know, whatever. You know, I don't give a crap. The next day, I get an email from Tanya pissed off because I hadn't changed the titles of the blogs, like I said earlier, you know? Because they were still coming up on her Google search. I think Tanya Hacker's problem is she doesn't know how to clear the cache on her server, on her browser. Because if you don't clear the cache, you're going to come up with the same search results. Even though I've changed the titles, I can on my computer search Tanya Hacker, and I don't find crap. I find nothing, all right? I change it to Tanya H, okay? It's been changed. The problem was... She didn't clean the cache out on her browser. She's too effing stupid to figure it out. So, she sends me this rant, pissed off because I didn't change it, saying I never should have trusted you in the first place. All right? I got kind of pissed. I was like, okay, you know what? I wasn't totally pissed off. I was like, what the F? You know, maybe it didn't go through. It was a couple blogs, you know. So I went back. I told her, I emailed her back, told her, I'll check. Okay, I think I changed them, but I'll check. I don't appreciate her rolling up. This was a ranting email. This is like a full page of just ranting about her being an independent, strong woman and how she couldn't trust me. And just a bunch. I didn't even read half of it, man, because it was just stupid. All she had to do was go, are you sure you changed them? Because the titles are still coming up on my search engine. All right? That's all she had to say. She was so insecure, it is amazing. This chick was ranting and ranting and ranting, and it was just like, man, you know what? I told her, okay, so I'll check again. And then Amanda, another ghost diva, who we considered a friend of ours, one of our favorite ghost divas. Paulie knows her quite well. They were pretty good friends. She's copied in on the email. Says, replies as, they're liars, I'm removing them. I don't know what, I guess she was removing us from her Facebook or whatever, her life, or I don't even know what context she was using the removed word. Yeah, deleted us, removed us, I don't know, she's deleting us. So, then I got kind of pissed, because, you know what, I haven't screwed anybody over. You know, I told the effing truth, I didn't lie about anything. So, I called Tanya Hacker, like I tend to do sometimes, you know, not to yell at her. I called Tanya Hacker because I wanted to find out what the F's up with this. Because Tanya Hacker sent an email back saying, I told you, Amanda, they're both liars. Well, first of all, how could Paulie lie? She gave me the message. I sent Amanda a text. I told her that I was going to change the blogs. I informed her when they were changed. All right? All she asked Paulie to do was pass the message on to me. She obviously did. What could she possibly have lied about? If there was anyone lying, which I wasn't, it would have been me and me alone. Not Beth. Not Paulie. All right? So, I don't know where the F that came from. I also saw Amanda, or heard that Amanda posted something later. She was removing negativity from her life. If there is somebody who's negative, could it possibly be Tanya Hacker? You know, after all this, you know what? And I'll tell you what right now. I am not lying about a single thing I'm saying. Have I stuttered? You know, I'm not stuttering. I'm not making crap up. You ask me to tell the story again, I'll tell the freaking story the same freaking way because, you know what? When you lie, you don't have to worry about those kinds of things. You know, you have to worry about making sure you tell it right at the same time. You have to make sure you get the lies straight every time. I don't have to worry about that crap. So, Tanya accuses us of, what did she accuse us of? Like stalking her or something, right? We're stalking her because we're replying to the emails, and I blocked her. I was responding to the emails. I guess she could think that I was talking to Polly, but I was actually talking to her. The time was for emails was done. I was going to write another blog, so I wrote another blog, kind of spelling out everything that's gone on, all right? At the end, I said, this is up to Tanya, if she wants to stop this or not. It's up to her, all right? Then, the next day, I have to go to work, because I have a job, because I'm not a loser, all right? I work in management. I've worked in management for 20 years. What do you know about that? The drunk has a job. The drunk is management. I run one of the largest entertainment centers in Northern California. Okay? I spend more money in one day than Tanya Hacker makes in 2 years. Okay? That's the kind of responsibility I have. While I'm at work, Tanya Hacker's sitting on her fat ass on the Ghost Divas Facebook page talking smack about me, saying I was in prison, saying I give my kid weed, saying I have a crappy show, saying I'm stalking her, upset because I made a phone call to her, just talking shit all day long. And then, last night, on the Ghost Diva show, Tanya Hacker seems to think that it's cool to play the phone call that I made to her, which, you know what, doesn't bother me a fucking bit. I'm glad she played it. I wish I had a recording of it myself. And if she ever listens, could you send me a copy so I can play it on my frickin' show? Because I'm sorry, I lost it.
Well,
I'm not going to listen to her crap show.
I don't know how that goes, but I believe there's an FCC law regarding recording telephone calls, particularly if you play them over the air.
It was a message, so.
Record answering machine. Yeah, but I still think it's required if you play them over the air. You still have to have something on there.
Yeah,
a statement on your answering machine.
Yeah, so
I think that's a violation of FCC rules, too.
She's just a moron. I don't even care. I'm not even going to play the slander game with her because I'm not a little pussy like that. I don't give a crap. I'll speak back, but I'm not going to say, I'm going to sue you. Oh, what else did she say? Oh, she's going to get a restraining order on me now.
For what? She's the one talking smack.
Yeah, she's going to get a restraining order on me, and what'd she say? She doesn't think that jail would bother me because I've been to prison.
Oh, give me a break.
Oh, yeah, maybe I'll become someone's prison bitch. I'll tell you what, even when I was in jail, I wasn't anyone's bitch. Trust me on that. I don't work like that either. All right?
I mean, we joke around a lot, but come on, give me a break. There's not that's just, the crap she's spewing is so hilarious. It's not even funny.
It's amazing. Nothing less than amazing.
You know, and to go after someone's parental skills, you know, it's hilarious.
Hey, you know what's funny about that?
Around.
The funniest thing about that is she's got a couple kids, too. You know? You'd think if she was a good parent, she knows what it's like. She's got a teenage daughter. In fact, when we were at her house, she couldn't control one of her kids. She had to send them off to the other parent's house. And I'm not going to say I haven't had to do the same thing. But you know what? Glass houses, bitch. Glass houses. All right? Give me a break.
I mean, come on. Your kids have gone out to dinner with us. You know, they're the most well-behaved kids I've seen.
Thank you.
I'll be honest. I mean, what can I say? They behave like normal human beings. Do they act like teenagers? Yes.
I think that's a good thing.
What teenager is not going to act like a teenager at that age? What teenager is not going to play around with smoking a little weed or drinking? Come on. Who is not going to at that age?
I know.
And
that's
what do you
what's
do?
Hilarious.
Exactly
Tanya
what
Hacker,
you said. You're going to treat them like parents. You're going to deal with it at the time.
Yeah.
You're going to be a responsible parent and deal with it when you find out about it. But you cannot be everywhere all the time and hold their hand 24/7. Accessible. So when you catch them, you deal with it.
Yep.
And that's being a responsible parent.
Yep.
You educate them. You do the best you can. You have to trust them at some point. And then if something happens, you have to deal with it. But you have to cut that umbilicus, you know, slowly, but you do it. And, you know, I've been around. I've seen it. Anyone to call you guys bad parents is ridiculous. That's all I got to say about that one. I think it's absurd. And, if she, you know, who is she to speak when she's never been around it? She's never seen it. It's preposterous to go around making claims and accusations like that when you don't know someone. You know, you've never been around them. You never spent time in their home. It's just absurd. Completely absurd.
Yep. Like I said,
and that goes all too often. I see too many people out there do that to other people, particularly in this area, in radio and in the field of all this crazy stuff. People go around making all kinds of accusations about other people's lives. At one point, a while back, I think it was when all that stuff with Bobby and I were going on, Bobby Zoller. One of the guys, David Roundtree, came out, and I was doing my radio show back then. He came out and said that I was not Ed Kraft, that I did not own my radio show, that some other guy owned it, and that I didn't live in Plantation. I was living in Northern Florida. And what he did was he had looked up the ownership of the website, which was Scott Marlowe's son of Pangea Institute. Marlowe's son was the administrator. He owned the website. He owned the whole server. And so he was claiming my name was Scott's son's name, who owned the server, who put our show on there for free. So he was claiming I was this Thomas guy instead of myself. And that's how good a fact checker David Roundtree is. He comes up and he claims all this stuff. He'd never been to my home, was claiming I didn't live there, though I had all these documents stamping, you know, bills coming to my address with my name on it. You know, people who have never been there, never seen or met people, should not go casting, you know, like you said, toss stones if you live in glass houses?
Hey, welcome. They got glass houses, man. You know what I mean? And that is what's so pathetic, is they can sit there and they can judge other people when, you know what, their life isn't any freaking better. They think because they put it on the internet that it's like no one's going to know, you know? But I know because I was at her house. So I know that. That's when I was there. Has Tonya Hacker ever been to my effing house? Nope. Not one single time. Never been to my house. I've met her kid. All right? I've been in her house. I listen
to her.
People
don't count on anyone checking these facts out, though. That's the point. Yeah. People don't count on anyone checking out the facts or anyone being able to back them up. See, that's where they figure they're going to get away.
Talk unchecked. She has got to be the biggest lunatic I've ever met in my life. And I've met some crazy goddamn sons of bitches, I'll tell you that. She's nuts. All right, let's take a break, man.
Yeah, let's do.
I'm going to play a little song for Tonya Hacker. And I don't know, I have a feeling someone will be sending her a link to this podcast. I hope she listens good and well. This is Billy Talent. She has no talent. A song called Try Honesty, which she should try.
Take on the whole world, fight with the younger.
And welcome back to Drug Radio. I'm Ed Kraft, Reap So. And, of course, we're sponsored by Jackalope 105 FM, Haunted America Tours Magazine, and ReapRadio.net. And we're, of course, talking about the loony tricks.
She's a maroon.
One of the ghost divas that's kind of gone off the diving board and never came back. She's taking a trip into no man's land or no woman's land.
Yeah.
God, it's a nut job.
It's just, you know what, I don't get what she's thinking, man. You know what I mean? She could have backed off. I had my say. She could have backed off. You know what the whole problem with this is? She's upset at me because she talks smack about me beating my girlfriend, all right, and, like, keeping her in a cage and being a jerk and slamming on people. All right? And sometimes I do slam people. So does she. Do I beat my girlfriend? Do I keep her down? Do I keep my thumb on her? No. She started all this shit. She's a moron. And you know what's funny? Is her posting on the Ghost Divas Facebook page, ranting for what she did all day and part of today. Because finally on my blog, I made this point. If someone's searching her name, and she's associated with the Ghost Divas, and they, like, look up the Ghost Divas Facebook page, aren't they going to see this insane, crazy bitch ranting for a whole day and a half? Is there anything else? Have they posted anything else on there?
Who has the time to post that much crap?
She doesn't have a job!
I mean, I sit there, and I have things to do. I don't spend that much time on a freaking computer. Look how many posts I make in a damn day compared to what I do. I spent my day today, you know, doing plumbing. I'm not a ghost hunter, by the way, folks. You know, I don't do it for a living.
But, I have a lot of time to spend on the computer because I'm
flooring and putting in caulking and fixing the windows and crap like that. You know, I don't have time for doing all this mess. I just don't have the time to post a bunch of crap.
I spend a lot of time on the computer because I have a salary job. I'm management. I make sure the place runs, okay? So I have a lot of spare time to do those things because I have been doing this for so long. It's very easy for me to do. I make good money. You know, I pay the rent. We go out a lot. We have a laptop we bring with us to keep tabs on things because we like to be social, you know. People like to think we just sit around and drink all day. I've got a real job. I've got a nice apartment. All right. My kids all have clothes. We have food to eat. We're having pot roast later tonight. Oh, by the way, is your meatloaf still in the oven, Ed?
I don't know. I just got here and finally pulled my meatloaf out of the oven.
Right, so Ed's doing the show with his meatloaf in the oven tonight. Yeah, so kudos to you on that. I don't know how you do a show with your meatloaf in the oven. I don't think I could.
Now, she pulled it out, so I'm smiling now.
Oh, you pulled out and you're smiling. Well, that's nice.
I spent some smile on my face.
It's not nap time yet, Ed. We got another half hour. We got another 25 minutes to go.
Yeah, I don't smoke, so. But you can't, these people have so much time on their hands. They don't have hobbies. They don't have any kind of other life. You know, at least get out and do something. I mean, this weekend, what did we do this weekend? We drove all the way up. We spent one day. We went up to down the coast. We went from Pacifica, in between Pacifica and where the Moss Beach Distillery is.
Nice.
There's a little adobe. It belonged to something Sanchez. He was the alcalde there in that little area outside of Pacifica.
Did it belong to Dirty Sanchez?
I don't know about Dirty Sanchez, but he Sanchez was the name. He's the alcalde of that area, and just right off the beach. And it was a very small adobe, and before it was an adobe, there was a little mission there. The only thing that still stands is the cross that was there, but the mission had all come down and fall, and they had logs laying out where it used to be. And then the adobe's still there. What's interesting about the adobe is the furniture, there's nothing left of the original furniture except one needlepoint that his wife did, and that's still hanging there. All the rest of the furniture is from different periods, and I'll explain why that's important. It's because after they left it, and it became, so the property changed hands several times. During Prohibition, it turned into a speakeasy. Because it was considered the backwoods and so close to the beach.
Well, what would you expect from a Dirty Sanchez? You get a speakeasy.
Exactly. And then after that, after Prohibition was over, they turned it into a hotel. And you keep in mind, these adobes are only two-story buildings, but they have only like six rooms, t- three rooms bottom, three rooms top. And they managed to turn this thing into a hotel, and they made them into small rooms, six small rooms, just by dividing them up even further. And they finally tore the walls down, made it back original, and they bought furniture from each period that this thing existed and put it in there. So it's really a neat little place. So we got out and do stuff like that. You know, even if you don't have a job or you don't have anything you do, you can get out through the week or on the weekends and do something.
Yeah,
so Tanya, you don't have to sit on your ass
and feed the ducks, man.
Yeah, you don't have to sit there on your ass creating drama. Get out and do something.
Hey, here's an idea. If you don't have a job, try looking for one instead of talking smack all day long.
Exactly. You know, get a, if you don't want to, get a hobby. You know, best thing, get off welfare. Cause you,
lick stamps.
And I'd like to know how you're getting supported. I mean, that's a whole other ballgame.
In case Tanya Hacker is still looking for a job, which I'm sure she is, there is a McDonald's down the street that's hiring. You know, she wants to move to California. Yeah. She could look in the mirror and practice saying, would you like fries with that? And then we can get her some of those lids for the cups. And she could practice pushing the diet and the root beer little tabs, you know, the little plastic divots they have in those.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'd gladly take that in a heartbeat. I spend all my time going out looking, and I, you know, they every time I run into that same old problem, as soon as I say I can't drive, and they tell me, hey, why can't you drive? I always get that one, and I have to tell them why. I always run into that one. But I still go out and look. I have taken, you know how many on-the-job interviews I've had where I've actually worked days? You know, you get, what do you call them, working interviews?
Yeah.
I do it just fine. They tell me, come back, and then all of a sudden, can you drive out here tomorrow and tell us? And then it's, oh, we need your driver's license for the application and to fill out the paperwork. Always get you.
Yeah, but you have real issues, you know, that you have to
deal
with.
Yeah, I want to work. That's just it. I don't want to sit on my butt.
No, you don't want to sit on your ass all day and talk smack about people like some do. You know?
So I get out and I still find things to do. And I still am productive. I get out and I work for other people. I may not have to do it on the books, but I get out and do it. I find ways to get things done and not spend my time causing drama. You know, I find a life. And I just don't understand people who can't do anything other than create problems for themselves and others around them.
Yeah.
Especially people they don't know. And when I say that, you don't get to know someone by sitting down for an hour and talking to them. You take years to get to know them if you don't know them in real life. You spend years talking to them over the phone and over the internet. You spend years doing that. And if you don't do it that way, then you actually sit down with them and you get to know them faster. You and I knew each other. You and I and Polly, we knew each other for years.
You started us doing Reepso Radio. I mean, that's the reason why we started doing the show.
We knew each other for years and years before we finally sat down in person. And we've been even closer since then.
Yep.
But we actually came to know each other over a period of years. And then when we finally got to see each other in our normal environments, we realized we had more in common, even more in common.
Yep.
So anyone who sit there like Tanya and make accusations over an hour's conversation and a couple of months worth of crap is just ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
Yep.
And there are too many people out there who are doing the same kind of crap over the internet, not just this field or just in radio, but all the way around. We have high school kids out there doing it to one another.
Yep.
There's a word, and it's creating a lot of problems for many people, and it's ridiculous.
Well, you know what? High school kids, I can kind of understand. I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but you kind of understand. But from an adult, I mean, somebody who's supposed to be an adult.
Well, that's another reason I bring it up. You know, if high school kids, and they're cruel, adults, come on, people. What is wrong with you? You're supposed to set the bar, the standard for these kids.
Yeah.
No wonder they're doing it.
Yeah, I know. It's a real good example she's given for her kids. You know, sitting on her Facebook page all day long, and I'm sure her daughter's probably on it, sitting on her Facebook page all day long, just talking some random crap, saying I went to prison and saying I did this and making it. And then, you know, she even corrected herself. Oh, no, he didn't get to go to prison, but he went to jail a couple times. Well, you know, there's a pretty big difference, you know. Saying that I don't go ghost hunting and I shouldn't have anything to say about the paranormal because the only reason I'm a skeptic, the only reason I consider myself a skeptic is because I hate Jesus, you know. I hate baby Jesus, sorry. I liked Jesus when he got older, I guess. I don't know what the F she was talking about. She's like a maniac, all right?
How the hell do you like one and not the other?
I don't know. It was like he hates baby Jesus. It's like, holy crap, what did I come over and, like, kick your little baby Jesus on Christmas or something? You had like a little lit up baby Jesus in your front yard, and I smashed it. I don't. What's going on with that? Did I punch the baby?
And this,
Jesus
what's
in the
this
face?
Thing about you? I want to know what this thing is about you getting raped by Satan. I mean, that sounds like an episode out of South Park.
That sounds like something that Tonya Hacker would say. You know, she's telling this chick Lucille, "Hey, tell him he's going to get raped by Satan. He hates baby Jesus. Satan's going to come and get him. This will be a great plan. It'll work great. Trust me. Trust me. Wink, wink, wink." It's like, shut the F up, man.
I mean, you even said that, like, what is it, one of the kids off South Park when you said that.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure
I mean, that's what it sounds like. It even reads like something out of South.
It does. It reads like a freaking cartoon. It's like a couple cartoon characters. Hey, and when they ask who you are, I'll say I don't know you. All right? Is that cool? Wink, 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 wink. It's like, what the fuck is she thinking? I don't get it, man. I just don't get it. And you know what? I talk a lot of smack about a lot of people who roll up on me. But I'll tell you what. I say my piece, and I leave it. I have a kid that I've taught to stand up for herself. When she sees something wrong happen, she speaks her piece, and then she leaves it. All right? That's the way things work. You speak your piece, and you leave it until the person comes back on you, then you stand up for yourself. Okay? She wasn't standing up for herself. She was telling lies. She was not standing up for herself at all. The problem, the whole problem she has, is this whole thing started from her talking smack and telling lies. All right? The only thing she could do is tell more lies on top of those lies. She has nothing. She says that I threatened her. Where's the frick? You know what, Tonya Hacker? Post the emails where I threatened you. All right? When I called you, I told you to F off. I would do the same effing thing if I didn't think you were going to be a whiny little bitch about it. You know? At least, who hasn't been told to fuck off? I've been told to fuck off 1,000 times. I don't give a crap. I don't give a rat's ass about that. I don't give a shit. You know what? I don't have any respect for anyone who doesn't cuss me out. I like it. But telling lies about me, that's a different story. I'm going to speak to that. I'm not going to let that shit go unchecked.
Yeah, he likes it when you cuss him out. That's why Polly takes control. I mean, come on. Yeah, he keeps her in a cage. That's why she cusses him out 90% of the time.
Yeah,
I'll vouch for that. I had to die for every time she cussed him out. Yeah, he's really in charge, let me tell you. God. I mean, some of this stuff is just so ridiculous. And what really gets me is people have the cojones to turn around and say this crap.
Yeah.
About people they don't
know. Right?
What's that?
Okay, so, it's another point I almost forgot, is all day long she was using my name on her little Facebook pages, all day long. But when they went on the show, she wouldn't say my name at all. Now, I don't know if that's one, because she doesn't want me to have any attention, or two, because she's a big chicken shit, which I think is probably number two. Tonya is definitely number two.
I don't know. It may be a combination of both.
Might be.
I don't know. She may not be smart enough to figure that out.
Yeah, I don't know. On the first case,
I don't know if she's smart enough to figure it out. You know, anyone who's dumb enough.
I have kind of a distinct voice, though. If they hear the phone call, hopefully people will know it's me.
Oh, there's no telling. She's just it's hilarious.
She's a maroon. I love Bugs
Bunny. She sits there and puts your name in one place and puts your voice out in another. And she's trying to cover her butt one way, but I don't think she realizes she put your name out there in the other.
Yeah. I'm kind of flattered, though, because, you know, if you're going to do a radio show about me, you know, that's pretty cool, actually. If I you know, deserve that much attention, I guess I must be doing something right. So I kind of appreciate
it. They say they're all about truth, but, you know, even here on your show, we talk about truth and allowing both people to voice their opinion. Yeah. We always ask, we always ask everyone, if you have a problem about anything we say, you're invited to come on and, you know, argue your counterpoint.
Yep.
We're more than happy to have you on.
And Tonya's invited to come on any one of my shows. I do a lot of them, you know. If she emails me or if she contacts me or just calls into the show, she's more than welcome. She doesn't even have to contact me. The call-in number is 559-316-4737. She's got a phone. She obviously has a phone because she recorded my voicemail. I called her. She texted me. I've texted her back. She's got a phone. Real easy to dial, you know. At any time, she's more than welcome. You know, we're talking smack today. If she has counterpoints, more than welcome. At any time, I am calling her out officially today. If she wants to rebut anything I've said, that's fine. We can have it. You know what? It won't be me yelling at her. She can make her points. I'll make my counterpoints. Okay? I can back up every effing thing I have said today. All right?
Well,
I've had people sending me screenshots. I have copies of emails. I can back up every single thing I have said. And anyone who has a problem with me can suck it. Because I'm not lying. I can back anyone who wants to call me out. You know what? Call me out. I want you to. I'll show you because it makes her look like a piece of crap. She is nothing but a lying, dramatic bitch.
Right. Now, the point I was trying to make is that
we
allow people to come on and speak their piece and offer their counterpoint, but I find it interesting that when they do their show and they're supposed to be all about truth, they will put your name out there and they will play your stuff, but they won't invite you to come on and do the same thing.
No, you know what? I'd be happy to come on. If
they just
they bash, but they don't invite you
to come on, and they'll bash you, but they won't invite you to come on and offer your side of
the coin. Very good point. You know what? I was good enough to produce their show. How many? You know what? I don't even know. Let me look and see really quick. How many Diva shows I produced? Let me count really quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Hold on a second. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29 shows. 29 Ghost Diva shows I produced. Oh, wait, there's another one. 30, 31. Holy shit. 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. I have 40. 40 shows.
So,
isn't that odd?
And out of those 40, they bashed how many people? But out of all those people they bashed, how many times did they offer an opportunity for the other person to call in? Or, in advance, did they offer the opportunity for that person to come on?
Yeah.
Now, I've seen many posts on their things where they put up, oh, well, this person came at us. For instance, the last one was Donna LaCroix. They invited Donna on. Donna came on. And then when Donna came back and made another statement about how she was treated, they bashed her for it. But yet, to this day, they are still using the publicity off of that right and left.
Yeah. Well, you know, but they never gave. You know what? I saw the emails, okay? I saw when they went up against Syfake, which Ron Tebow runs. It was Tanya Hacker. I've seen the emails. I've got copies of the emails. Whenever they have some drama, you know who starts it? 99.9% of the time, it's all this crap is started by Tanya Hacker.
Well, let's stop calling her that. Let's just call her Drama Diva.
No, I'm going to call her Tanya Hacker, and when I write about her, I'm going to use her first and last name. That's not going to stop. She had a chance.
No, let's call her Tanya Hacker, the Drama Diva.
Yeah.
You know, let's just add that at the end, Drama Diva.
Maybe she
should. I think
start
that's more
group.
Accurate. Do what?
She should start her own group, the Drama Diva.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's more accurate because that's what seems to follow her. Ghost Diva seems to have...
It doesn't follow her. She brings it on. She puts a leash on it and drags it behind her until it's dead.
And then she's got to go stir it up more.
Yeah.
And I think she'll stir it up wherever she can.
Exactly.
I mean, after saying all I've said here today, I guarantee I'm on that shit list
now. She sticks a spoon in the drama sauce and licks it.
What do you want to bet I'm on the shit list next?
You know what? I don't even
know.
And
I've been there before. I've been there long before she ever turned up, and my ass is still sitting there. So I'll guarantee you, I am not afraid of her ass. I've been around a lot longer than her, and I will still be here when she's long gone.
Yeah, and that's the funny thing, too.
This drama queen don't scare me one damn bit.
She thinks...
If I had anything to hide, I would not have been here this long.
We know, Ed. You'll be around. It's all good. You're not shut up now.
I may be hanging on by a thread, but I will be here.
That's another thing that's funny is she thinks that this is going to somehow affect my behavior. Anything she says is going to, like, I'm not going to do something because Tanya said something. Let me make it perfectly clear. Tanya Hacker can affect me in a couple ways. If she keeps talking smack, I'll keep answering it, all right? If she shuts up, I'll stop. But her talking smack is not going to stop me from doing a single fucking thing, all right? I'm going to keep doing whatever I want to do, all right? I have a real life. I just answer to people when they come up on me. It's not going to stop a thing. It's not going to change a thing. Only she can change this by shutting her goddamn mouth. If she shuts her goddamn mouth, I'm done. And I said that in the blog, the last blog I wrote. And I'm going to write another one later tonight, you know, because she won't shut up. When she shuts up, I'll shut up. And again, the worst thing about this is the way she brings so many other good people down. I like Janice. You know what? I like Tanya Kay. I like Tammy, you know, I liked Amanda, but Amanda kind of did us wrong, you know. I had no problems with Amanda, but to call me a liar when I'm not one, I got issues with that. I love Bob Honeycutt. He's like, I talked to him on the phone. He's a great guy. I think he's a cool guy. I think he's had the same problems that Tanya are trying to do to me, all right? He's had people talk smack about him that were lies. Okay, and I helped back him because I don't think that what they said was true. Yet he's, you know, Tanya does that to me. You know,
I just don't.
To be honest, I'm kind of wondering. I'm kind of wondering where this. The divas always say the truth wins out. You know what? If the truth wins out, I'm not asking you guys to speak out against her, but get her to shut the fuck up, because Tanya Hacker needs to shut her frickin' mouth.
Like I said in the beginning, I don't have a problem with the divas. I have a problem with the drama diva.
Yeah.
That is where my issue lies. You know, they have done, for the most part, good. They get out there, and they put their stuff out there. I have had two issues with two things. Well, actually, only one thing they did, and that was Donna's bit. Like you said, that turned out to be Tanya's doing.
Oh, you should have heard Tanya Hacker when they had Michael Shermer on. She overtalked him so bad, he hung up. He was, like, done with the interview. Who overtalks Michael Shermer?
I mean, the man makes sense, for God's sake, and he actually supports half of
the guy's
what they
like
were doing.
An icon. The guy is a genius. The guy is very smart in economics and skepticism and a thousand other things. Tanya came on and overtalked him so bad he went, oh, you know what? I think I'm going to go. When Warning Radio with Brian and Baxter had him on, he stayed on longer than he said he was going to stay on because they let him talk. That's the way you do radio. You let the guests talk and have their say. You don't brag about all the crap you've done, Tanya. All right? You don't brag about all these fucking things you've done and you want to have Michael Shermer in on it. Because to be honest, Tanya, you ain't that great. He's not effing interested. He had his family there. He took time out to do the interview. Let the guy talk. Shut the F up for 2 minutes and let him talk. All right? It was pathetic.
Shermer,
it was embarrassing. I was pre-recording it. I was nothing less than embarrassed to even be part of the show.
Shermer is like a genius when
yeah.
it comes to that.
You know,
as far as I'm concerned, the man knows his shit. And he's done the research to back it up.
Yep. And you know what? You know what else is funny?
I don't understand how she could sit there and just... If she thinks she knows more than he does... Show me her freaking.
No, it wasn't a matter of her knowing more than him. She was like trying to brag to him, trying to impress him. She was kissing his ass. He was like, you know what? I'm not really interested in having my ass kissed. I can do that anytime, okay? He's like, I thought you wanted to interview me. I didn't know you wanted to stick your nose up my anus. You know? And I've done, when I was producing the show, I listened to Tanya Hacker rant and rant and rant, and the rest of the people on the show who were intelligent, thinking people couldn't get a frickin' word edgewise because she wouldn't shut her frickin' mouth. It was like, man, you know, I'm just like, come on, you guys, you know, break in. But Tanya has this amazing ability. She must have huge lungs. She has an amazing ability to just talk. She doesn't stop. She doesn't take a breath, man. It's like she has gills or something, you know, separate from her lungs. She don't have to take a breath, man. She just, like, pulls air in from another orifice or something. I don't know. Maybe she's got multiple orifices.
That or maybe she's holding her breath and keeping her mouth shut, and she's just blowing smoke, blowing it all out her ass.
Well, I was thinking that, too. She blows a lot of smoke out of her ass. Maybe she can inhale through her ass, too. You know what? That could be it. I mean, we should have some scientists look into her anus.
Maybe we get Michael Shermer to determine that.
You know what? I don't think Shermer would have anything to do with her again. It's sad.
It's just, you know, I'm like you. If the other divas would get involved, I think they'd really open their eyes up and see that half of what they have to do might be good, but it's the drama queen, drama diva, that's causing them so much hardship.
And you know what? The truth does win, and that's why I liked doing the show with them, because I thought that really meant what the group represented was the truth, and the truth wins. Even though I was uncomfortable with some things, and Tanya Hacker, to be honest, wasn't always wrong. She did have some points, but... I am amazed at the other face she has shown in this case. It is pathetic. It's sickening. It's juvenile, and it's stupid.
It is. It really is.
We got to wrap it up now.
Yeah, and I know we were going to talk tonight about the new stuff that's going on with this immigration law and stuff. But I think we'll save that for another time, obviously, because this was a new hot topic tonight with all this mess with Tanya and the chaos.
I'm just glad I got to address it in person on the radio, on a crappy radio show like Dread Radio. You know, we're so crappy, Ed.
I know. It just sucks. You know, we don't want people to listen to it. It's such a crappy show. We could care, you know. We just don't want people to tune in. It's not worth the effort.
Yeah, screw it. We're just loudmouth baby punching jerks. Baby Jesus punching jerks.
Yeah, who, you know, God, you know, we're just waiting on, what is it, Satan to be raped by Satan. So we could care less.
Yeah, nice.
But,
you know. We got to wrap it up because I have to go punch baby Jesus.
Yeah. All right, and next week, don't forget check out all the great shows on Jekyll at 105 FM and Haunted America Tours, both of our sponsors, right here on ReapRadio.net.
Yep, ReapSo Radio on Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific. Don't miss that because it's going to be a laugh riot, trust me. Oh, and Friday at 4 p.m. Yeah, sorry, I almost forgot. God, I do so many crappy shows, I don't even know where I'm at. All right, I'm going to play another song for my good buddy Tanya Hackett. And this one goes out to
you, bitch.
Oh,
check out our pathetic podcast.
Pathetic podcast. Tanya Hackett, this goes out to you, baby. Like that, bitch.